Austin, Texas. It's Dave and Ike.
Well, it's Friday, November the 17th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. I have a lot of news today. It's amazing what is going on in Saudi Arabia, in Zimbabwe, near South Africa, as well as what's going on in Venezuela. We have massive unrest in Saudi Arabia. Now we've got the new crown prince. Looks like he's going to become the king. This is very unprecedented in Saudi Arabia, as is this kind of coup that we have seen. And as we pointed out about this last couple of days, is this guy really the one that we should be hitching our horse to? It looks like there's going to be a Mideast war. They're trying to pick war with Iran, with Lebanon, with many other countries. And what is that going to mean for us here in America? As we pointed out yesterday, several oil analysts believe that it could cause a 300% spike in the price of oil. Take a look at what you're paying at the pump right now. You're paying $2 or $3 a gallon. You want to pay $12 to $18 a gallon. What's it going to do to the economy with all the goods that are shipped around? Meanwhile, in Saudi Arabia, the prince there is saying that he's going to let some of the people that he has kidnapped go if they give him 70% of the wealth. They can buy their way out of the prison. And it's kind of interesting if you look at the pictures of where they are. He incarcerated them in the Ritz Hotel. This is the way you do time if you are a Saudi royal. And they were roughing it. In this Ritz Hotel, they've got them all in a large ballroom with mats on the floor. I don't know what kind of room service they get, but we'll find out about that. Meanwhile, we're going to take a look at the effects of communism, as well as the pushback from Hillary Clinton and others saying, how dare you? I find it personally offensive that anyone should even suggest that I be investigated. We're actually going to play that clip for you. You will not believe what she has to say. And we've got another irony here. J.P. Morgan, the people who were slamming Bitcoin, caused it to lose a quarter of its value way back when it was $4,000 per coin. It fell to $3,000, then quickly recouped that amount of money within just a couple of days after J.P. Morgan and others tried to take it down. Now they're being busted for money laundering. Isn't that interesting? And when you see this unrest that is happening in Zimbabwe, it has pushed the price of Bitcoin to more than double. When it was about $6,500 last week, it's now closing in on $8,000 and heading straight up because of this kind of unrest. What we see in Saudi Arabia, because of what we saw in Zimbabwe, the price in Zimbabwe at that time was double what the world market price was. What do you think the price of Bitcoin is in Saudi Arabia as these people are looking at the moves of the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, or MBS, as he's colloquially known? This kind of uncertainty, this kind of unrest, and we're going to take a look at what is happening to communism around the world. Some very interesting things determined from the defector that got shot multiple times is near death. As they are doing medical treatments on him, they find that the parasites and the diets the food that they found in his intestine indicates the kind of lifestyle they have in communist countries, as we see Venezuela now going into official default. Isn't that what we always see with communism? Maybe this gigantic worm that they found in his intestine, which is 10.5 inches long. They said, the doctor said, I'd never seen anything like that except in textbooks. That is illustrative of the poverty, the starvation, the lack of hygiene that they have in this communist country. Maybe what they should do is create a new species or genus for this thing and name it after Kim Jong-un. Or at least name it after Marx and Lenin, you know, because aren't they kind of like intestinal parasites themselves? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2. and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Friday, November 17th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Today we're going to take a look at what's going on in the Senate. We have new allegations. We're going to give you some updates about what's going on with Al Franken. We'll give you updates about what's going on with Roy Moore, as well as Bob Menendez, who was just found not guilty by the jury. They had a hung jury. Remember, that was a 9-week trial. A lot of charges to understand there. Some of the charges were not allowed to be presented to the jury in that particular trial. The judge blocked that. But as they went to deliberate, one of the jurors sent a question to the judge and said, "What is a senator?" And when I saw that, I said, "Well, we're in trouble here. I don't think they're going to be able to understand the issues here if they don't understand what a senator is." So we're going to talk about Menendez, Moore, Al Franken, and let's start with Hillary Clinton. Before we get to the meltdown of socialism and communism worldwide, let's take Hillary Clinton uses socialist policies to get involved, but really she's maybe more of a kleptocrat than anything else. Wouldn't you say? Bernie Sanders, yeah, he's a diehard true believer in socialism. He still loves the Sandinistas. I called him Bernie Sandernista as the video surfaced of him going down there. He still can't bring himself to criticize anything about socialism, no matter the failures that we see around the world historically. But let's take a look at the kleptocrat Hillary Clinton. As there are calls for an investigation, she's being defended by the media. What a surprise. The same media that goes after any real conservative. They don't go after the establishment Republicans. No. If you're a real conservative, they're going to come after you pretty hard. Pretty hard. They're going to hold you to an extreme standard. Not that we're talking about Roy Moore. Not that if he's guilty of these charges, that he shouldn't be held to account for these charges. Not saying that. I'm just saying that without any evidence, they're going after him for these charges. And even when there is evidence that these charges were manufactured, like there is with the information that was part of the Gloria Allred client, that looks totally bogus. And that is a very interesting development. And I think it's very interesting that it is not being reported. You're not really hearing it. Even on Fox News, they're not talking about the yearbook. They're not talking about Gloria Allred. Seriously? That indicates the bias, in my opinion, because that is a very clear case. It took a while for that to come out. But I said at the beginning, we've seen Gloria Allred do this stuff before. I know this is false. This is a scripted. You remember when that first came out and I played the clip of Summer Zervos that Gloria Allred had pulled out to come after Donald Trump about a month before the election? And I said, "Oh, wait a minute, that's the wrong woman. The one that we had about Roy Moore, she was older and had dark hair. This is a younger woman with blonde hair." And then we played it, basically the same thing. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's talk about Hillary Clinton. As WND said, the media is shooting down the Hillary Clinton investigation, and they're talking about the Washington Post and others are pushing back on whether or not there should be an investigation. To me, the most interesting thing is that you've got Fox News' Shepard Smith pushing back on this. And he's been called out by a lot of people. He's been called out Breitbart, Zero Hedge, others. One individual tweeted out, did anyone watch Shep Smith just explain how Hillary Clinton had nothing to do with the uranium deal? What a joke, Fox News. Send him on to CNN. And here's some of the examples of what he did. He misled viewers over the fact that while nine agencies that compromised CFIUS, this is the oversight agencies, things like the Department of Justice, the State Department where Hillary Clinton was, other departments, there's nine of them that look at the sale of anything that could affect our national security. CFIUS is an acronym for the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. And so what Shep Smith was telling everybody was that this was Obama's decision. No, it wasn't. Any one of these agencies had the power to veto this. So you had the Treasury Department, the Department of Justice, you had the State Department, Hillary Clinton, and many others. Another point that they make in the article, another key fact admitted by Shepard Smith, was the timing of funds flowing to the Clintons, including the $500,000 speaking fee that Bill Clinton was paid by a Russian bank, which issued a buy rating to Uranium One during the CFIUS review process. So remember, that happened, that review process was taking place after the FBI had been investigating this for quite some time, with an eyewitness telling them about the corruption. Not only did that not play a part in the review by these officials, but they covered that up and they put a gag order on the guy and they threatened him again during the election. But Shepard Smith continues to lie about this. He said there was no uranium from Uranium One's U.S. mines that has left the country. That is absolutely false. It was done, and it was done in an illegal, surreptitious way. What they did was they did not notify Congress. They did not go through the legal authorities. That in and of itself is another crime, the way that they did this. Doing it under the table, simply adding some of the uranium to a shipping list that could be shipped to Canada and then doing it surreptitiously without telling anybody. And then we are not sure, I guess, exactly where it went from there. And then he doesn't mention at all the FBI's involvement and Mueller's involvement in this, which I just pointed out is one of the key issues and one of the reasons why there should be a special prosecutor. And when he leaves out the FBI issue, then what he is doing is making a case that there shouldn't be any Hillary investigation. Now, we have to know what Bob Mueller, James Comey, Rod Rosenstein did. These are the guys who are running this other investigation. They are the ones who were colluding with Hillary Clinton. Let's hear what Hillary Clinton has to say about this, how outraged she is that her personal privacy would be violated.
As you know, President Trump has tried to flip the script and now says the Justice Department should be investigating
you. Oh, flip the script.
And this week we learned that Attorney General Sessions is considering a special counsel to probe the Uranium One deal and alleged conflicts with the Clinton Foundation. What's your reaction to this?
You know, I regret deeply that this appears to be the politicization of the Justice Department and our justice system. Uranium One story has been debunked countless times by members of the press, by independent experts. It is nothing but a false charge that the Trump administration is trying to drum up in order to avoid attention being directed at them. I mean, even Trey Gowdy, somebody who's hardly a fan of mine, said that there doesn't seem to be the basis for a special counsel. Of course, there isn't. But if I try to take myself out of it, which, you know, is kind of hard because it's personally offensive that they would do this.
Personally offensive.
But taking myself out of it, this is such an abuse of power, and it goes right at the rule of law. As Secretary of State, I went around the world bragging about America's rule of law, that we were a nation of laws, not of men. And, yeah. You know, the justice system was blind. And obviously, you know, we were proud of that, but we had to always be vigilant to make sure that it remained so. And if they send a signal that we're going to be like some dictatorship, some authoritarian regime where political opponents are going to be unfairly fraudulently investigated, that rips at the fabric of the contract we have that we can trust.
It rips at the fabric of the contract that we have. Don't we have, if we're talking about blind justice, how is it that James Comey says Hillary Clinton violated all these national security rules, but I'm not going to do anything about it. Don't you try this, however. And then immediately sends a sailor who took pictures of where he was in a sub for as a souvenir. Those were confidential classifications. That's the lowest level of anything that is classified. You don't, to get to classified data, they don't do much of a vetting at all. That is minimal. But that guy is sent to jail. Hillary Clinton, who reveals the most classified information and violates all these laws as a high-ranking government official. You want to talk about blind justice? You want to talk about flipping the script? What we have found with this revelation of the FBI shutting down the investigation, avoiding, keeping that from going public so they could get Uranium One approved, and then putting a gag order on this eyewitness, that shows what the real script was. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Didn't get a chance to really comment on Hillary Clinton. I heard that clip for the first time as we were playing it, and I was jotting down some notes as she was talking, but we hit the break. I'm going to get back to that in just one moment. Before we do, there was an interesting article on the Drudge Report from the UK Telegraph. They said, the Amish may hold the secret to longer life as scientists find an anti-aging gene. And they say they've discovered that older members of the Amish community carry a gene which helps them to live an extra 10 years. They said they found that out of the 177 members of the group, 43 men carried a non-functioning version of this gene. They say it's responsible for making a protein which seems to encourage cell death and the shortening of telomeres. And they have a protective, of course, telomeres, they explain, are the protective cap on the end of the chromosomes, which prevents DNA inside from becoming damaged. Over time, the cap shortens, which causes aging and disease. So these individuals that they found that carried this had telomeres that were 10% longer. And they said, well, that's going to give them another 10 years of life. As we pointed out before, there's been numerous scientific studies that look at the end cap on the DNA. And just think about it as a shoelace, and you twist it into a double, give it a little bit of a twist so that it looks like a double helix. Just visualize that in your mind. And at the end of the shoelace is a little cap, isn't there? Well, that's what's called a telomere on a DNA strand. And they can look at the length of the telomeres in a person, and they can predict what their life expectancy is going to be. I mean, that is unless you get in a car accident or something, your natural life expectancy. Because things start to happen in terms of your immune system breaking down, getting cancer, whatever. A lot of different things manifest as your DNA strands begin to unravel. And that happens as the telomere, as the end cap disappears. That's what we have DNA force for. You can't do anything about not having this gene. But there is something you can do about it. There's been numerous studies of BioPQQ that talk about how this helps to maintain and to the length of your telomere to keep it from disappearing, to slow down that rate of decline that happens naturally over a period of time. They're talking about this. They said, well, you got a longer telomere. That means you're going to get an extra 10 years. A BioPQQ, that's in DNA Force, and DNA Force is now back in stock. You can get it 25% off with free shipping. We also have a lot of products that have been held over from our previous sales. We have Z-Shield, 50% off plus free shipping. Caveman, our true paleo formula, that is also 50% off of free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off with free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off with free shipping. And again, DNA Force back in stock, 25% off with free shipping. Now, you know, we listen to Hillary Clinton saying, you have flipped the script. We realized that the FBI, that Bob Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, James Comey, had known about this investigation, and not only did the Obama administration and all the cabinet officials, including Hillary Clinton, who profited from this, not only did they not shut this down, but they put a gag order on this individual, and they threatened him again during the election last year. Then they became the ones who investigated Russian collusion. And so she says, this whole story about Uranium One, that's been debunked so many times. Why are we still talking about that? Well, why are we still talking about Russian collusion, Hillary? That's been debunked so many times. We've had Democrat leaders who have come out and said, I don't see any evidence of collusion. No, we're not looking at collusion. We're just looking to see what the Russians did. No, they're looking at collusion. That's what Mueller is saying he's doing. That's the basis for his investigation of everybody that was in the Trump campaign. And there is no oversight of this. There is no controlling legal authority, as Al Gore used to say. I pointed out before many times. I'll point it out again today. The special prosecutor law that was created in 1978 expired in 1999. For 18 years, there hasn't been a law. And there isn't a law. And they're not even following the template of that expired law from 18 years ago. There is no oversight, no independent oversight. This investigation has all been about the people who were involved in Uranium One with Hillary Clinton. Rod Rosenstein, Mueller, Comey, all these guys who run the investigation were in Uranium One. And they were in earlier scandals with Hillary Clinton, with the Clinton Foundation, and the things that were done there, as Charles Ortel pointed out a couple of days ago. These amigos of Hillary Clinton, and you had Jeff Sessions step aside and say, I'm going to let the Deputy Attorney General pick the special prosecutor. They never trusted one individual to pick a special prosecutor, even when we had the special prosecutor law. The Attorney General would review the need for a special prosecutor based on evidence that a crime had been committed. In America, you want to talk about having a rule of law? Well, that means that you don't investigate people, you investigate crimes. And you investigate those crimes and the people that are associated with them, and you get search warrants and things like that when you have evidence and you offer evidence that is specific to the person, to the crime, to the time, to the place, the papers that you want to get. They got that search warrant from the fictional dossier that Hillary Clinton, who bought the DNC, paid to have done. This whole thing is a flipped script. This whole thing is politicized. This whole thing is diversion, distraction. And it is not blind justice. We have debunked the Russian collusion. But as we start to look at Hillary Clinton, we find that there's a lot of stuff that is new in that investigation. Today, coming up in the show, we're going to be talking to Craig Richardson. He's with E&E Legal. And just as we cannot allow this Uranium One deal to go away because of the crime of obstruction and collusion, it was done by the people in the FBI, the Department of Justice, the State Department, and others, as well as the Obama administration. We cannot allow the crime that Barack Obama did by self-ratifying the Paris Climate Treaty. We have to have a rule of law. And so I've got Craig Richardson on later in the program, because his organization, E&E Legal, is now suing the State Department to force disclosure of what was being done to put a gag on the people who were upset about the fact that Barack Obama was avoiding the Constitution. I guess I should say he was voiding the Constitution, not avoiding it, and saying, I'm going to self-ratify. He knew that he didn't have the votes to get into the Paris Climate Agreement, but he signed it and pretended that that was sufficient. And they have uncovered emails that show the State Department making efforts to calm down senators and Senate staff who are outraged that Barack Obama would not go through the constitutional process to ratify a treaty, but would just say, I'm going to self-ratify it. This is just too important, so I'm going to do this myself. And we have seen this pattern over and over again. We cannot allow that to stand as a precedent. We cannot allow the crimes of Hillary Clinton, the preferential treatment that she was given by her co-conspirators in the FBI, we cannot allow that to continue. And so there are a lot of people, even though the Attorney General seems to be asleep at the wheel, there's a lot of people who are trying to get information, just as we talked to Ty Clevenger, who's trying to get Hillary Clinton and Mueller, Comey, disbarred because of what they have done. Can we at least throw them out of the bar? Can we get some information? That's why these lawsuits are important. So stay with us. When we come up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Craig Richardson. We're also going to be talking to Shiva Ayadure. He's fed up with the corrupt Republican establishment. He is now running as an independent for Senate in Massachusetts. We'll be right back.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and I'm going to get into the Franken Groper. You know, over the years, I watched Al Franken on Saturday Night Live, and I never really thought he was funny. He was his character was smug, arrogant, elitist. And then over time, especially when he ran for Senate, I realized he wasn't acting. That's who he is. And now as we go back and we look at what he's been doing with women, we see that he is also one of these phony male feminists who are always the worst, aren't they? The ones who say, yeah, we're going to defend women. Oh, I really respect women. Everything I can do to help women. And we're seeing now, aren't we, what their true nature is. And then another disturbing thing that has come out is an interview that he did as Saturday Night Live was becoming popular. He was still a writer there, pretty much. And what you see in this is a genuine hatred for homosexuals. Very disturbing, this individual. I hope his political career is over, because he is the very definition of a creep, if you even agreed with his policies. I tweeted out as this stuff was starting, look at what he was doing, begging social media firms to engage in censorship. You like that? I mean, here's a guy, he's a writer in Hollywood. Oh, I thought these guys were all about free speech and the First Amendment, right? Well, not so much. Not if you produce a documentary about vaccines. All the Hollywood film types, if it's not their politics, boy, they're going to shut that down with censorship. And if you've got some political statements that Al Franken doesn't want out there, then he and his ilk, Democrats especially, in the House and the Senate, calling out InfoWars by name and demanding that Twitter censor any tweets that people are putting out there about InfoWars store. I mean, this is the nature of this guy. So I tweeted out, I said, yesterday before we saw him grabbing breasts, Franken Grober was trying to grab your free speech, and he was trying to rape the Bill of Rights. And what we're looking at here, as I pointed out a couple of days ago, it is crony censorship. He won't come out there and just say, well, we need to get rid of the First Amendment. He would never do that. People would start to wake up if they did that. No, what they do is they set up a public-private partnership to engage in censorship. And I talked about that in depth. I'm not going to go over that again. If you want to see the video, you can go to the tweet. You can find me at Libertarian. And I've got a link to the video, Government Censorship Department, and that was Al Franken the day before this all happened. And then we see the pictures that he put out, and I want to read you his statement here. He said, I respect women. I don't respect men who don't respect women. And then he goes on to say, I don't know what was in my head. There's no excuse. But then he says, I am asking that an ethics investigation be undertaken of me. Even though he says, I know it was wrong, there's absolutely no excuse for what I did, but I want you guys to investigate this and see if I really did anything wrong. You know, as a senator. he said, the truth is, what people think of me, and then now he goes back into his virtue signaling male feminist role here. What people think of me in light of this is far less important than what people think of women who continue to come forward to tell their stories. They deserve to be heard and believed, and they deserve to know that I am their ally and supporter. Well, you know what, Al? They don't need your hands to support their breasts. Maybe they don't need the Al Franken bra. This is absolutely amazing. And I tweeted out, I said, here's a guy who's asking for an ethics investigation. Because although he respects women and there is no excuse, he's still not sure if this was ethical or not. You know, for a senator. That's probably the funniest thing that Al Franken has ever written. That apology. I know this is wrong. It's horrible. Women are wonderful. Can somebody do an investigation and tell me if what I did was wrong? Is this something that rises to the level that we should get out of here? And then Roy Moore tweeted out, to point out the double standard here, Roy Moore tweeted out, Al Franken admits guilt after photographic evidence of his abuse surfaces. Mitch McConnell immediately says, well, let's investigate that. Yeah, let's look at that. I mean, we don't know if what he did is wrong, right? So we have to have an investigation to determine, even though we got a photograph, if what Al Franken did is wrong, according to Mitch McConnell. But as Roy Moore says, in Alabama, with no evidence, as a matter of fact, we've got evidence that this smear book from Gloria Allred was totally forged and false. But with no evidence, allegations not proven, Mitch McConnell says Moore must quit immediately, or I will expel him, or I will shut down the election in Alabama. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's stay focused here on the reactions to Al Franken Groper. NBC's Casey Hunt, Breitbart reports, undermines Franken's alleged victim. She said that's not actually groping, what he was doing. You know, it's just a comedy act. That's not anything bad. She says, this is like, Breitbart points out, John Nolte says, this is something out of the 1990s, when the news media did everything it could to undermine President Bill Clinton's female accusers. Isn't it interesting that they're now turning on Bill Clinton's accusers, are turning on Bill Clinton and saying, now I believe Juanita Broderick, after they have trashed her for all of these years, after they called these women who talked about the violent sexual abuse and the rape of Bill Clinton, they called them bimbos. Hillary Clinton called it bimbo eruptions. You know what? Hillary, you're the bimbo. You're the bimbo. You're the one who hinged everything on your husband and tried to ride his coattails into the White House as president. Hillary, you're the bimbo. And that'd take, if Saturday Night Live really wanted to do something funny, then what they would do is they would take this statement by NBC's Casey Hunt and use this as the basis of a skit. That's really what they should do. But they're not going to do that. But as they point out in this article, it looks like this is an effort to cover this up on the part of NBC, that they've manufactured a false narrative. What she said when she was on MSNBC, Hunt said, and then Franken took a picture, which his office now says was a joke. It's just a joke. It shows him not actually groping, but mock groping her while she was asleep. And, you know, as I wrote to myself, it's like, oh, yeah, it kind of reminds me of Jimmy Savile, you know. Al Franken is, he's an advocate for women, like Jimmy Savile was for children in the UK. Jimmy Savile would have parties for the children. Jimmy Savile would go to hospital with the children, and he would abuse the children. And maybe the same thing is happening with Al Franken, because when you look at this, as I try to push away from that groping event and the fact that he loved to take pictures of himself groping women, because, you know, that's just so funny, isn't it? Isn't that funny? Now we see the pictures come up that he did that to Joy Behar, because it was part of Comedy Central. You know, these guys have MOs, don't they? It's very interesting, because when you go back and you look at this 1976 article, it's linked up on the Drudge Report. And they were talking about Saturday Night Live. It was a new program at the time. And it starts out, he says, my advice to Harvard students, he says, is to drop out. This is a guy who got a degree in psychology and something called SOCREL, which is social relations. I had to look this up. I couldn't find anybody other than Harvard that offers a degree in social relations. Social relations. It seems to be unique to them. So maybe the lesson in all this is that you get a, if you get an absolutely irrelevant degree, even if it's from Harvard, it doesn't help you. He says, seriously, if anybody wants to make it in show business, well, it doesn't help at all to go to Harvard. Not at all. Well, maybe, you know, maybe it doesn't, but, he goes on to show his hatred for homosexuals. He said he wrote a skit called Semen on Broadway. He said it was rejected from the Hasty Pudding Club. By some preppies. He says, well, he says, it's not just that they're preppies, because I'm a preppy myself. I just don't like homosexuals. If you ask me, they're all homosexuals in the pudding. Hey, I was glad when that pudding homosexual got killed in Philadelphia. And they said his smile became so broad that it pushed his eyes shut. And he couldn't stand it any longer. He said, put that in, put that in. I want to see that in print. Yeah, that's Al Franken, your senator from Minnesota. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure water filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at some more interesting fallout about Al Franken and the response to it, which I find very interesting, the way the press is responding to this as well as Democrats. And then we're going to take a look at some new developments in the race for Senate with Roy Moore and the trial of Senator Bob Menendez. They reached a verdict yesterday. What is going to be happening at this point? Will there be a retrial? Will there be an ethics investigation to see if the charges are true or not? Because there was some serious charges that were not allowed by that judge. So we're going to take a look at that trial as well. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of the products that we have extended on sale. It was part of our 34-hour broadcast that we did last week. Some of these have had to be removed because they've run out of deep stock on them. But we do have some that we have still at 50% off with free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is 50% off with free shipping. So is Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formula. You just put it under your tongue, leave it there for about 15 seconds. You get the same effect as you would with a vitamin B12 injection, but painlessly, and it's great tasting, actually, also. Also, we have Super Blue Fluoride Free Mouthwash, 50% off with free shipping. It doesn't have the harmful fluoride that you find in so many dental products. It has instead nanosilver and iodine, and it is great tasting, like the toothpaste. That is 50% off plus free shipping. And we have a new product, Carnivore. It's an all-new enzyme formula. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. And as part of the introduction of this, we have taken 33% off the price. Carnivore is a new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process. They increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. Digestive enzymes also help to prevent discomfort from ingestion. caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. And it's something these digestive enzymes, like so many other things, they decline over our age. As our age increases, the production of this, like some things like melatonin that help you to sleep, they start to decline. So this is a great way to supplement that. It's a great way to make sure that you're going to fully digest your food, not going to have indigestion. And again, you can get that 33% off. It's carnivore at InfoWarsStore.com. As we go back to Al Franken, we've seen that whenever he takes a picture of himself groping a woman's breast, it's just a joke. Just give him a pass. And we see now multiple instances of that. We see that MSNBC has a woman trying to defend that. I mean, if Saturday Night Live wasn't, if they weren't such political hacks, we'll see what they do with this tomorrow night. And see if they make fun of Al Franken, the darling of the Democrat Party. They'll do a skit with Al Franken and Bill Clinton. Maybe they will. Who knows? Do they have guts to do that? People are starting to criticize Bill Clinton now, and they're starting to talk about Hillary Clinton, how she bought the DNC. Maybe things are going to get pretty dangerous for the two of them when people start to look at the real crimes that they committed, not just the sexual assault crimes, which they used the special prosecutor, Ken Starr, to avoid that. Remember? He talked about consensual sex between Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, but he avoided the violent sexual assault, the rape charges. Didn't go there. Didn't talk about the crooked financial dealings with Whitewater and other things. He stayed away from the serious charges. He did find some serious charges. I mean, perjury is a serious charge. Obstruction is a serious charge. He was impeached for those two things in the House of Representatives when they went to the Senate for the trial. It was 50-50 on obstruction. The VP gets to cast the deciding vote on that. And it was interesting because some of the people who immediately rushed to judgment on Roy Moore, like Susan Collins, voted for acquittal for Bill Clinton back in the day on all those charges. And now we've got some new stuff that is coming out. In that article I just read you, where he talks about his hatred of homosexuals and said, put that in print. I'm glad those guys died. I really hate homosexuals. Put that in print. Amazing, isn't that? Isn't that? I mean, you know, people look at Roy Moore and his opposition to gay marriage, which was really over the legal authority of the Supreme Court to impose a definition of marriage on the states. They don't have that authority. It's not there. We cannot continue to allow, even if we agree with the outcome, we cannot continue to allow the government to usurp that authority. And so he is standing on a legal basis. And I've, as I said before, many real liberals have said, even though I wanted to see gay marriage, I didn't want to see it done this way. I didn't want to see our rule of law and the Constitution burned down in order to do it. But when you've got somebody like Al Franken, you know, Christians will look at this and say, well, hate the sin, love the sinner. We want to have a better lifestyle for people. We want them to understand that we all struggle with certain things. Some people struggle with drug addiction. It's just, it's in their nature. We all have a sin nature, don't we? And we all struggle with different things. And they'll look at that and say, well, you hate homosexuals. No, this guy really does hate homosexuals. He wants it in print. There's no question about it. And then he goes on to say something else that was also very disturbing. He had written a script where he wanted to parody 60 Minutes. And they said in the article, he suggested that they have one of the guys that was back in, that was on 60 Minutes back in the day, Andy Rooney, say, I give pills to Leslie Stahl. And when she passes out, I take her to the closet and rape her. And they didn't go there with that. They thought that was a bit over the top to put Al Franken's joke on air. And then we have Nancy Pelosi, as NTK Network points out. Media doesn't ask her a single question about Al Franken. Not at all. I would have liked to have had somebody ask her about the $15 million of taxpayer money that paid off a sexual assault crime. Wouldn't you think that the female leader of the minority in the House would be interested in exposing that? There have been at least two settlements of sexual assault by congressmen. One of them resulted in a $15 million payout, and it wasn't from that guy. It was the Congress that was spending $15 million of your money to hide his crime, and they're still hiding it. Why don't they ask Nancy Pelosi about that? I'd like to get some answers about that. So they're starting to turn on Bill Clinton. They're starting to turn on Al Franken. I find that interesting. But let's get this clip from Gloria Allred. And I said when it came out, I put the video up yesterday, I talked about in detail what has been exposed about the lies of her testimony. Remember when Gloria Allred did this to Donald Trump just before the election? And it probably would have taken him down because they were coming up with all kinds of accusations and the sheer volume of them, even though nothing was being proven, the sheer volume of it, the fact that he had never been vetted before in an election, unlike Roy Moore, who has run five times and has been well known there for 40 years in politics as a judge, an attorney, and so forth. It would have taken Trump down, I think, if they hadn't gone back and found an email from her begging to have Trump visit her place of business, to reconnect, as she put it. And that dismissed that. Well, the same thing has happened again now with Gloria Allred. This smear book that they put up there, the yearbook, the alleged signature of Roy Moore, there's a lot of questions about that. And so people are asking Gloria Allred, did you vet this? Here's a clip.
But did she see him sign it?
Did you see him sign it? Him sign the book? Did she see him sign the book?
You know, I don't, I haven't asked her if she saw him, but we did describe what happened that evening in question, that what she alleges was that she put it on the counter, that I think that he asked to sign, or that he did sign it. That's all.
I ask this because it seems like you're not 100% sure that it is his signature. And if you're not 100% sure that it is his signature, why would you show it at a press conference?
Well, why would, you know, why does anybody doubt that it is his signature?
Because I'm Gloria Allred. Why would anybody doubt what I put up there? She tried to take Donald Trump down with phony sexual allegations that at the time were 10 years old, and they found a six-month-old email. We've looked at this yearbook, and let me just remind you of some of the stuff that was on it. The fact that it had multiple handwriting issues. When you look at it, you don't have to be a handwriting analyst to understand that there's issues with his signature not matching his other signatures. The fact that they called it the Old Hickory House and spelled it O-L-D-E, which, according to people, it was never that way. The fact that D.A. was after his name, and as he pointed out, he said he didn't ever sign his name with D.A. He wasn't a district attorney. He was assistant district attorney. But on divorce orders, his assistant had the initials D.A. His name was Delbra Adams, and he would put that on the documents and sign it that way. And he was the judge in this woman's divorce. So why wouldn't she ask for him to be recused if she was so emotionally distraught about that? Here we are 40 years later, 18 years after he presided over the divorce, and yet 22 years after he sexually assaulted her, she didn't even ask for him to be recused. Isn't that interesting? So the judge has asked that they get a chance to examine this yearbook.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. That was a very fascinating interview with Charles Ortel. He has a great deal of information from years of research that he has done on the Clinton Foundation. What a cesspool of corruption is the Clinton Foundation. And, of course, the Obama Foundation patterned right on that. And we are going to have more and more corruption in the District of Criminals until we start having people who will enforce the law. People and attorney generals who are not afraid to look under this pile of filth and to get in there and clean it out. It's a shame that we've got Jeff Sessions tiptoeing around this. Clearly he doesn't know anything that's going on. It's very well known about what's been going on for a long time with Bob Mueller, with James Comey, and with Rod Rosenstein, his deputy attorney general, who then gets to appoint his cronies to do the investigation. That's just beyond belief. And then tiptoeing around these issues with Jim Jordan, laying out the facts emphatically with Attorney General Sessions yesterday. It's like, well, I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to look into this. I don't know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, you know, we're looking at this tax bill that is floating through here. Earlier in the week, we had Mitch McConnell saying, well, the middle class in America may see tax hikes. That's your establishment GOP for you. We voted for tax reform. We voted to get rid of Obamacare, but Mitch McConnell doesn't do it. He's no different from the Democrats. And quite frankly, I don't really care if they got a Republican majority or not. If this is the way they're going to do it, as they're going, talking about how they don't trust, they want to try Roy Moore in the court of public opinion, but they won't let the voters who should be the jury. They're not going to abide by that decision. They're very worried that the voters aren't going to decide the way Mitch McConnell wants. So he's out there talking about how, well, we're going to expel him, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Just as you heard the establishment GOP say, well, you know, we don't really like the fact that Trump was chosen by the voters in the primaries. So we're going to maybe have a brokered convention. All the same people, Mitt Romney, Kasich, Mitch McConnell, all these same people saying, yeah, we don't like what the voters decided, so we're going to do it ourselves. You do it yourself. You see what happens. We're going to get you out one way or the other. If we don't have Mitch McConnell, if you can block or expel whoever the voters of Alabama choose because they're not up to, they don't suit you, they're not controlled by you, then we're going to get rid of you. Bob Corker's already bailed after seeing the results of the primary there. So they're talking about this. The only good thing that's happened in the last 24, 48 hours is that Rand Paul came back to the Senate. And what he said was, as he was coming back, he said, I'm going to try to get Obamacare mandates repealed. And interestingly enough, it appears that he did. They're now talking about that being in the tax reform package. And a lot of people are saying, well, I don't think this is going to fly now because now we're pulling Obamacare back in, and these Republicans won't do what they promised to do over and over again in elections. Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. You really want to go 0-2 against the American voters? You really want to brag about how you're not going to seat the people that they vote for? You know, Rand Paul, what he has proposed here is something that will not only cut the deficit, but it'll also cut regulation. That's a very important thing. That's precisely what has to happen. And as we look at the fact that Mitch McConnell is saying, oh, well, I don't know, a middle class might see tax increases over the last few days. We've had articles even like this from the Washington Post of all things. I don't feel wealthy. The upper middle class is worried about paying for the tax overhaul. That's what they've been floating, what the Republicans have been floating. As we see, the richest 1% have more money than the poorest half of the world's population. Why? Because it's never enough. Remember John D. Rockefeller? Some reporter once asked him, he said, how much money is enough, Mr. Rockefeller? And he said, just a little more. It's like a drug. It's an addiction for these people. The money, the power, they can never have enough. They're constantly writing more regulations so they get more power. And we're never going to have campaign finance reform until we reform the money and power that is flowing into Washington. It is a black hole, and it's pulling in that power and corruption. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Scott Adams, the guy who does the Dilbert cartoons. And he's written a new book, Win Bigly. And it is going to be very interesting to hear him talk about the tactics and the techniques that President Trump used to get elected. How he communicates was a very, very important part of this. He's constantly mocked and criticized by the establishment media, and yet Scott Adams predicted long before most people. He said, whether you like him or not, I mean, he's not necessarily a Trump supporter, but he said, this guy knows how to communicate. He knows how to convince the public, how to be authentic. So it's going to be very interesting. He's written a book on it. Written a book on what Trump does that's different, that wins bigly. So that's going to be a very interesting interview coming up. As I said in the news at the top of the hour, it's very important, the effect of just one senator. You know, Rand Paul was taken out by that that attack from behind by his neighbor. He got mowed down while he's mowing his lawn. Very serious injury, but he's back in the Senate now, and he tweeted out before he came back, he says, I'm going to introduce something here to get rid of the Obamacare mandates. That will save them $300 billion just to, in the subsidies that would be as a part of these mandates. It's a situation where they can cut the deficit and they can cut regulations. And that's the direction that we need to go. We don't need to be raising taxes on the middle class as Mitch McConnell wants to do in the Senate. No, we need to cut spending. And we need to cut mandates and regulations. That's the way to go. And Rand Paul, I think, it just shows you what one senator can do. And it shows you how vital it is to replace the cartel that is led by Mitch McConnell. It's vital for us to do that. Absolutely, absolutely imperative. And just before we went to break, I said, you know, we keep seeing this consolidation of income, and there's a reason for this. It's the people like Mitch McConnell, the richest 1%. Have more money than the poorest half of the world's population. And he's going to come after the middle class. He's going to cut off those bottom rungs of the ladder. That's what we get from the Democrats. That's what we get from the establishment Republicans. And this other article that came out the end of last week, talking about how Delta was going to introduce a, not just bigger seats for people in first class, but they're going to have a suite. That's what we're really saying. You know, when I look at the airline industry in general, it's kind of become a metaphor for the sad 21st century. They treat us like criminals. You have to go through this scanning, vetting process that is something out of a dystopian science fiction nightmare, increasingly that way every day. You have absolutely no respect, no rights. It's this authoritarian system that is run by people with blue gloves and the little power-tripping airline people that are a part of this situation. So, oh, this is for your security. We got to take away all your freedom and your rights. Meanwhile, the seats are shrinking everywhere else, but they're building suites in first class. I've said once before, you know, when you look at the history of aviation, go to a museum, and you look at the history of what happened with planes in the 20th century, it was amazing to see how rapidly the technology advanced and how wonderful it was. And it was really kind of a, you could look at it and say, well, the advancements that we've seen has really been, like one engineer friend of mine said, he looked at it and he said, it's really kind of a story of the advancement of engine technology. The planes get faster and faster. They got the basics down of aerodynamics, and then they started putting faster and faster engines on them, getting bigger planes, and travel got better and better until you get to 2001. And then with September 11th and the Patriot Act and all the other stuff that they put in, then the airlines became a metaphor not of freeing up people, but a metaphor that showed how they were going to crack down and control us in every aspect of our life. And as one of the most awful, as we're coming up to the Thanksgiving break, my wife said, can we go somewhere? And I said, I absolutely will not do it because I hate to fly. And the places that she's talking about going, we would have to fly or would spend so much time driving that we wouldn't be able to get back. So I was like, just forget it. I don't even want to travel anymore. It is such an oppressing and depressing situation to go to the airports. It's just horrible. But they're going to roll that out everywhere. That's what the Vegas shooting was about. They want to roll out that kind of treatment to all the public places. They want to put it in Vegas. They want to put it in the amusement parks in Orlando. They've already got checkpoints there. That's the 21st century for you. And that's what we have. It's no longer freedom, technology that makes us freer, technology that allows us to make choices and fly, but it is government repression working hand in glove with big corporations like the people who run the airlines. And we're going to have more of that. It's going to move to our automobiles. It's going to move to every aspect of our life. They won't stop at the automobiles. They'll harass us when we walk down the streets in their walled-in cities. It just continues. And so when you look at these, now they're going to shrink the seats for everybody else and build suites in first class. Let's talk about deregulation. You know, it's kind of interesting. We're seeing some of the people like Reason Magazine and even The Economist, they point out, saying, well, maybe Trump is right to brag about deregulation in the last year. He said in a brief telephone call with the New York Times, Trump said his biggest accomplishment, he thinks, is the focus on deregulation. We've seen a lot of that at the EPA. And The Economist says the impact of the Trump administration has been dramatic. The flow of new rules is suddenly now a dribble. See, that's one of the key things. It's not creating 80,000 pages of rules every year. And the only way that they can get that done is if the Congress abdicates its lawful duty to regulatory agencies who then create these regulations. And guess what? When you violate their regulations, they will be the ones who decide whether or not you violated it. You will have no presumption of innocence, so that should make Mitt Romney very happy. And you will have no protection against excessive fines either because they say, well, this is a regulation, it's not a law. Yeah, right. Who do they think they're fooling here? They talk about in this Reason magazine, they said, the U.S. Code of Federal Regulations, if you looked at this back in 1970, if somebody sat there for reading 250 words per minute, 40 hours per week, 50 weeks per year, you could read through the whole thing just short of a year. But now, in 2016, it's going to take 2 years. I'm surprised that it's only grown, only doubled in that amount of time. But they say there's so many rules, they change so fast, you need a supercomputer to deal with them. Meanwhile, as we pointed out last week, when Trump talked about a new world trade order, what he was saying was we're going to have trade rules that are not going to be determined by a supranational organization. Yes, we want trade. And I think it's ironic that the people in Wall Street Journal and others who were saying that Trump was going to be a protectionist They're the ones pushing for sanctions against various countries that they want to screw the pressure down on for geopolitical reasons. And yet Trump is saying, hey, we want to have deals, but we want to make those deals one-on-one with other countries instead of saying we're going to create something like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and they're going to tell us which industries will succeed, which ones will fail, and who gets to change, who gets to do the trade deals. And I think, as I said before, when we look at climate, that has been one of the biggest successes. This article here from James Dellingpole at Breitbart says, all hail Trump's U.S., the only honest nation at the Bonn Climate Conference conducted by the U.N. All of them are saying, hey, we're all in the Paris Climate Agreement. And then they come out and they say, but it's not really going to make any difference. Even if you believe their models that say that there is a direct relationship between the increase in CO2 and global temperatures, and then follow the projections that they make with that, even with that, they say, well, that's only 30% of what we needed. So they admit it wasn't going to make any difference. But guess what it was going to make a difference with? It's going to make a difference with our economy. It would have throttled the U.S. It would have allowed China to continue to build the dirtiest coal plants anywhere, and India as well. Continue to do that for years before they ever even capped it, let alone pulled it back. And as James Dellingpole says, you and I might think this is a good thing. America, land of the free, the last bastion of common sense, the final redoubt of Western civilization in a world all but overwhelmed by the green lunacy of the climate industrial complex. That's exactly what it is. All right, stay with us. We're going to talk to Scott Adams when we come back. It should be very entertaining. I'm David Knight.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today. I'm driving home here. About to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Scott Adam, where he is the creator of Dilbert Cartoons, appears in over 2,000 newspapers in 57 countries worldwide, 19 different languages, even had an animated TV show. Now, Scott was one of the first guys to predict that Trump would win the Republican nomination and the general election in a landslide, but he endorsed Hillary Clinton, and I'll let him tell you why he endorsed Hillary Clinton. He had a great reason for endorsing Hillary Clinton. So joining us now, and of course his website is blog.dilbert.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Scott Adams Says. So joining us now is Scott Adams. Thank you for joining us, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about, just to recap, why you endorsed Hillary Clinton. You had a very funny reason for doing it.
Well, I started out not endorsing anyone because I was writing about persuasion. I've got a background as a trained hypnotist, and I've been studying persuasion for decades. And I was writing about Trump's powers of persuasion as opposed to his politics. But, of course, people interpreted that as being a Trump supporter. And where I live in Northern California, it was physically dangerous to be a Trump supporter. So for my safety, I publicly endorsed Clinton for a few months anyway. That didn't last. But I did it just to put myself out of the blast zone. And weirdly, it worked. So persuasion-wise, it was a perfect play because the Clinton, the Hill bullies, I called them, who were just terrible bullies and had labeled me a Hitler helper, and which essentially marked me for violence. Because if you actually believe that Trump is Hitler and you believe that I'm Joseph Goebbels, which was the accusation after a while on Twitter anyway, that does give you moral license for violence. And I just needed to get out of that. So
you get that Hillary Clinton sign out in the yard, and it's kind of like garlic over the doorway for vampires, or the blood pass over me, from the angel of death from the Democrat Party. Let's talk a little bit before we get to you. I want to focus on your book, because now you've written a book about this, came out on October the 31st, about Trump's persuasion techniques and what's interesting about that. And the title of the book is Win Bigly. And you should have huge sales on that, because it sounds very fascinating. But I want to get a quick comment from you about the trip in Asia that we just saw with Donald Trump. One of the most interesting things I thought was that in Hanoi, at a Domino Pizza, they had a person who had posters of Trump, and they were talking about how popular Trump was in Vietnam and people reading his business books. This was supposedly the Domino Theory. Remember, we had the Vietnam War. You and I are old enough to remember that. And that was all based on the Domino Theory, but that's now been replaced with Domino's Pizza. And even in Hanoi, they're looking at how they can voluntarily work with people and persuade each other to, here, buy my pizza.
Yeah, it turns out that they treat the president as a rock star. They like success and power, and he projects both of those things. But what I think was the big story that I haven't really seen framed the way I'm going to frame it right now is that this trip was mostly about North Korea. And if you notice, our president went over there and was treated as probably the most welcomed and flattered president of all time. And he literally did the trip where he encircled North Korea and left the indelible message with North Korea that all the people around you are our good friends and they love me, which has got to be a chilling message if you're literally surrounded by all the people who love the guy that you're afraid of. So I think Kim Jong-un is thinking about his mortality in a way he never has with prior administrations.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's taking the 10,000 foot elevation approach, or the fact that he went to all the different countries surrounding North Korea. Let's talk a little bit about the different things that you saw in Trump's persuasive tactics. One of the things that you talk about is that it triggered massive cognitive dissonance. It's kind of interesting. Right. I always thought that here's a guy who's been, you know, married three times, and some of his biggest supporters were the religious right. I mean, there's some cognitive dissonance there for you. How did he overcome that objection?
Well, one of the things that candidate Trump did well, and now President Trump, is he does leave some strategic ambiguity that allows you to read into him whatever you want to see. Mm-hmm. So, for example, on immigration, when he had his extreme views about shipping everybody back who had been minding their own business, except they were illegal immigrants, I saw that and said, oh, that's just the first offer. He'll give that up so he can at least get rid of M13 and, you know, MI13, whoever they are, and, you know, do what he needs to do. And that's what happened. But people who wanted to see the more extreme thing saw that. So people were reading into him what they wanted to see. And on the religious question, he says, well, you know, the Bible's a great book and I'm religious and I'm a Christian. If you want to believe that's who he is, he's given you plenty of evidence to do that. But there are other people who say, well, it sounds like he's just sort of saying that because he needs to say that to get elected. And for those people, they find some comfort in the fact that he's not turning it into a theocracy. So you can actually see it both ways and be fine with it. And he does that intentionally, I'm sure.
And you know, that happened, this happened with a lot of presidents before Trump. I mean, I remember, we had, Harry Belafonte coming out about Obama after a few years and said, this isn't the guy that I voted for. We projected our values onto him. He was an empty slate. He wasn't very well known, kind of like Donald Trump. You know, Obama wasn't very well known. He hadn't been around in the national politics for a very long time. And Harry Belafonte was saying, we projected what we wanted him to be onto him. And after a few years, he said, wait a minute, this isn't the guy at all that I wanted him to be. regret, you know.
No, politics aside, President Obama was extraordinarily good on the influence game. He was very persuasive. And I would say that his strongest game is the one that Hillary Clinton got wrong, and it probably cost her the election. The great thing about Obama, and the thing that allowed him to walk into the presidency for two terms, is that he was our first black president who never made a point of saying, hey, elect me because I'm black. That if he had ever said that, that would have been the end of his potential.
But he let surrogates make that point for him.
Yeah. Right, which was exactly the right thing to do. That made everybody comfortable with it, and the country was ready, obviously. Now, with Hillary Clinton, she did a mistake that's called selling past the clothes. Right. If you're buying something at a store and you've agreed to buy it and you're walking to the cash register, you don't want the person who's selling it to you to say, you know, this was a really good choice. It's one of the top two products you could have bought, because you're going to say, really? What's the other one? And suddenly you don't have the sale anymore. Right. So Hillary Clinton came of age at a time when the country was totally ready for a woman to be president. I never heard one person object to it on that basis. But then she made the mistake of saying that her gender was an advantage. And as soon as she said that, it was completely counter to her own brand, which was, let's, you know, treat everybody equally and that sort of thing. And as soon as she called out a gender as having an advantage to run for president, that didn't sit well with anyone, I don't think. And it had nothing to do with her being a woman. It was about
except for her close supporters in the media, people like Newsweek, who said, Madam President, remember they jumped the gun on that, and they made such a big deal about the fact that, yeah, she's our first female president. That became the sole qualification for Hillary in her mind, because she did have a bit of a spotty record as we were just talking to Charles Ortel. We're going to be right back with Scott Adams. And again, the book that he wrote was Win Bigly. How did President Trump persuade people and continue to persuade
people? After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
I'm driving home here. About to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert. As pointed out before, it's in 2,000 newspapers, 57 countries, 19 languages. And he's got a new book about President Trump and persuasive techniques. As you can tell from the title, there's a lot of humor in it. Win Bigly. And as they point out, if you want to be able to influence and persuade other people, this is a great read. And he doesn't just talk about President Trump. He talks about Steve Jobs, for example. I want to talk to him about that as well. Before we get back to Scott Adams, I just want to remind you of some of the sales we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. Supports this program, supports everything that we do here. We had big specials last week on the one-year anniversary of President Trump winning and Hillary Clinton losing. And we have extended many of those to this week. We have added some new ones. We've added Z-Shield that brings you toxic metal and chemical defense support for your immune system. And that is now 50% off plus free shipping. We have Caveman True Paleo Formula, 50% off with free shipping. And we have continued Biome Defense, our popular probiotic formula, 50% off of free shipping. Secret 12, vitamin B12 formula, as well as vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. Both of those, 50% off with free shipping. There's many specials that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're not familiar with the products, take a look at the reviews that we have there. We have a third-party review site that curates those reviews. You can see what other people are saying about that. Do your own research. It's a great way to support your health, to support the health of your family, and to support free press. That's what InfoWars is about. And we're under attack economically as well as other types of censorship. You were just talking about that earlier in the program. Congressional committees saying, isn't there some way that we can shut down InfoWars? I mean, they're saying this openly. It's absolutely insane. And it's only your support that keeps this program going. All right, let's get back to Scott Adams again. His book is Win Bigly. It was an instant New York Times best seller. You know, when we're looking at this, Scott, Hillary Clinton is still trying to figure out what happened. Maybe you should send her a copy of your book and tell her this is what happened. You just mentioned one of the things that she did wrong. What else did she do wrong in this election to lose this? I mean, she owned the DNC. She had friendly media that were feeding her questions about debates even before they happened. You know, Donna Brazile was feeding her this stuff. I mean, what happened to Hillary Clinton?
Well, I'll give you some examples just of her persuasion game that was a little off. One of the things that she did on Twitter, and she did it continuously, it was part of a pattern, is that she would start a tweet that was going to be negative about candidate Trump, and she'd say, imagine a President Trump. And then if you click through, it would be some nightmare scenario that if he were president, something bad would happen. Now, anybody trained in persuasion would know that if you're running against a candidate whose biggest problem is that people can't imagine him being president, it was actually hard to imagine him being president. And she solved that for him because people generally remember the first part of a message and they sort of forget the second part, especially if they need to click to see it. Because after the pattern had been established, people probably saw the tweet and said, imagine President Trump. And then they figured, well, I don't need to click on it because I'm something bad over there. You know, I get the idea. So she just continually told the country to imagine President Trump until they could.
That's a great insight. Because here's a guy that had no political experience whatsoever. And immediately he jumps from not, you know, having been a dog catcher or city councilor or mayor or governor to president. And so she puts it out there, imagine him as president over and over again.
Let me give you the my favorite example of that. So both candidates showed did an appearance on Saturday Night Live. Now, somebody of that stature gets to approve any skit they're in. There's no doubt about that. So President Trump approved a skit in which he was shown as the president in the Oval Office, again, solving his biggest problem, that people just couldn't imagine him in the job. So they solved it by giving him the visual that everybody remembered. Now, I don't remember any of the jokes that were at his expense, but I can clearly remember him in the Oval Office because your visual sense overwhelms any other memory you have. Now, compare that to Hillary Clinton, who also had a veto over any skit she was in, and she approved a skit in which she appeared as a drunken candidate in a bar at a time when that was certainly going to surface as maybe an issue against the only candidate we've seen, at least that I know of, who was a non-drinker.
I remember that very clearly. Yeah.
At a time that we knew that 24-hour access to the president for emergency situations was important. You couldn't do persuasion worse than she did it or better than he did it. And that was a pretty stark example.
And not only is she kind of drunk and at a bar, but they're commiserating. I remember that skit very well. And they're commiserating about, this just isn't working. I mean, she's looking like a loser in every respect. I mean, not just that she's hanging out at a bar, non-presidential and drinking and everything, but also complaining about how stuff isn't going right for her. I mean, it was a total loss. That's great. That's great.
Yeah. I also loved their campaign slogan, difference. You had Make America Great Again. All strong, powerful words. Make is manufacture, you know, America great again. You know, it had everything going for it. Even had a percussion. Make America great again. It was fun to say. And compare that to one of her 85 potential. I think, there were actually 85 of them. Yeah. I'm with her. Which literally is more about her than America.
Yes. I mean,
you can't fail harder on that. I'm with her. And then it also called out her gender as an advantage, which again worked exactly against her own brand. So that was a pretty hard fail.
That's amazing. You know, one of the things that you've got here on the information sheet about your book, Win Bigly, and that's the one that just came out the end of October. One of the things you said, this is access to the admin passwords to human beings. A must read if you care about persuading people in any field. I think that's a key thing. One of the things that kind of sticks out in this to me, maybe we'll wait until, let's go ahead and do that now. We got a couple of minutes here. One of the things you talked about was Steve Jobs, for example. Talk about Steve Jobs and what he did, because people talk about how he had a reality distortion field. He could orchestrate these big events. It doesn't seem to be that big of an event anymore when Tim Cook does it, does it?
Yeah. My favorite anecdote was when the iPhone, I think it was the 4, came out and it had the antenna problem where if you held it in your hand in a certain way, it would drop the call. Now, what could be worse for a company than making a handheld device that won't work if you hold it in your hand? It could not have been a worse PR nightmare. And there were a few days that went by before Steve Jobs replied, but when he did, it was persuasion perfection, and it went like this. He said, first of all, here's the genius part. He said, all smartphones have problems. We want to make our customers happy. Here's what we're going to do. And it was almost that short. And the next day, because he had raised the question from, does iPhone have a problem, to all smartphones have problems. If you looked at the news coverage the next day, it was all about how smartphones all have problems. He changed the context completely and reframed it, and the problem went away almost overnight because they did offer a fix that was workable enough. Now, the reason I know that there was some serious persuasion here is that in the Jobs biography by Walter Isaacson, Isaacson mentions that Jobs saw my blog, in which I mentioned exactly what I just said now, what a genius of persuasion it was, and actually forwarded my blog around to his staff to show him that his persuasion worked. So anybody who thinks any of this is not intentional is missing a great show.
Yeah. Steve Jobs was not just lucky. He knew precisely how to communicate. Right. And of course, he was a great editor too. That was one of the things that, the guy who runs Oracle said, you know, he liked his yacht, and he said he ordered one exactly like it, except he went in and he changed every little detail so that it, once he got finished with it, it was absolutely nothing like, his yacht. And, that's one of the key things there. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the other bullet points that you've got about persuading people in your book. And again, the book is Win Bigly. You just heard some of the amusing but very perceptive.
Give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Scott Adams, his new book. Of course, he's the creator of Dilbert. His new book is Win Bigly. Just went on sale October the 31st. It's been about 2 weeks, but of course, it was an instant New York Times bestseller. I want to ask him a little bit more some of the tactics that are here, because he's basically telling you how anybody can succeed by using the powers of persuasion. And so he looks at some of the unique things that President Trump did. We've been talking about how Trump succeeded where Hillary Clinton failed in persuasion. That's really what happened. Do not let Hillary Clinton know about this book. We do not want her to know what happened. We want to keep her in the dark, doing her worldwide misery tour, blaming everybody and everything except herself. So do not let her get Scott Adams' book, Win Bigly. Scott, I was just, as we're going to break, I was just saying, you know, I'd like to listen to this on audiobook. Do you have this on audiobook?
I do. I read it myself and get it on audiobook. And that was a big deal for me because I,
You promise there's no subliminal hypnotism in this, right? That I'm not going to have a problem listening to this while I drive, right?
I'm only trying to make you like the book. So I hope that part works.
Good, good. All right. So it's on audiobook. I'll be getting this then. Let's talk a little bit about, some of the things that you've got here. One of the things that you say is, you want to get people, if you're going to be a persuader, you want to get people to respond to emotion and not reason. Give us an example of that.
Well, emotion's, probably too broad a word. We're trying to get people to, respond irrationally. Now, one of the things that you learn as a hypnotist, and I learned this in hypnosis school, is that the world is sort of upside down from the way the common view of the world is. The common view is that we're rational people most of the time, let's say 90% of the time, but 10% of the time we get a little crazy. The hypnotist learns right away that the world is opposite of that. We're irrational 90% of the time, and only once in a while do we act rationally when it doesn't matter and when there's no emotion involved. So an example of irrational behavior is that we're more influenced by visual images than we are by words or sounds. Our visual part of our brain, it just dominates. So if you look at the types of things that President and before that candidate Trump was saying, instead of saying, I think we need better border security as a concept, we'll use different mechanisms on different parts of the border, you would have forgotten that immediately. Instead, he says, it's going to be a wall. And he acts like it's going to be a wall the whole way, even knowing that, of course, it wasn't going to be the entire span. But to keep it simple and also to inject a little bit of wrongness in it, especially the length of the wall and also that Mexico was going to pay for it, that bit of intentional wrongness, you see it in everything he does, his tweets, his rally speeches, et cetera. And that's what keeps your mind just glued to it. Because your brain has evolved to ignore anything that's normal, because otherwise you would be overwhelmed with just normal things that didn't matter. You're trained to recognize things that are out of place. So if he'd said we need better border security, people would say, well, that's what everybody wants. That's completely normal. But if you say it's going to be a wall the entire way and Mexico is going to pay for it, it's hard to think about anything else all day long. And the things that you think about, especially visual things, your imagination of the wall, they rise in importance in your mind. So even if you thought that wasn't the biggest issue, it starts to become the biggest issue just because you think about it and talk about it so much. So that was part of his brilliance, was the visual persuasion with a little bit of wrongness. And you see that a lot.
And you're talking about a little bit of wrongness. Is directionally accurate, as you put it, directionally accurate, but exaggerated as well, you know, so, and everybody can visualize what he's talking about with that wall. That's the picture, whether they like it or they don't like it. That was what everybody was focusing on, was the wall.
Yeah. And the big question everybody asked me is, isn't he a con man? Isn't he manipulating? And I always say it always goes to intention. And that the same thing with his, failure to satisfy all the fact checkers, if I could put it in the nicest possible way. If you look at his persuasion, whether it meets the fact checkers or not, it is, as far as I know, always in a direction that at least a Republican would consider a good place for the whole. In other words, they're not selfish persuasions. They're persuasions that should be good for the country, according to a Republican perspective. And I'm not a Republican, but I observe them.
That's right. So, when you're looking at this, and another part of this is what you call the linguistic kill shot, something like Crooked Hillary, where he distills it down to the essence. I think it's one of the reasons why he's such an effective communicator on Twitter. I mean, he doesn't need really more than 128 characters. Two will be fine.
Yeah.
Two words,
People generally didn't understand in the beginning how powerful and how well engineered these little nicknames or linguistic kill shots, as I call them, were. But I have training in that area. As I said, I'm a trained hypnotist. And the first day that I heard the term low energy Jeb, I said publicly and loudly, that that's the end of Jeb Bush. He's reframed him in a way that you can never see him the same way. And that framing will be reinforced, which is part of the genius of how he does it. Every time you see him, you're going to say, oh, I used to think he was this calm, cool, collected executive type, Jeb Bush, just the kind of person you want in power. But now he looks a little droopy. He looks a little bit, you know, low energy.
And he got to the essence of it as well, because Jeb knew that he was low energy. That's why he put the exclamation behind his name, right? Trying to not look low energy. I mean, it was just hanging there for somebody to point it out. No other politician would just go right to the core of it and say that. You know, they would just dance around it. They would try to get surrogates to say it. But he says, hey, you know, he's got that exclamation mark. He's just low energy.
But if you think back when he first started using these nicknames, he was widely mocked and condemned. This is a candidate Trump for being childish, for being inappropriate, non-presidential. But if you fast forward to today, you'll find that pretty much 100% of experts in the field of persuasion and linguistics are going to tell you, oh yeah, that was really good. And all of them were good and all of them were engineered. None of it was random.
Well, you look at it, and they had it lined up so that it was going to be Hillary Clinton. She owned, and now we see it, literally bought the Democrat Party. They were heavily in debt to Obama. She came in and said, all right, I'll bail you out, but I'm going to call the shots from here on out. We've now seen Donna Brazile talk about that. We've seen the memos. And then you had Jeb Bush. He had this massive war chest of $150 million, I think. So they were really kind of the anointed ones. The press will always go in and look and say, well, you know, what is your campaign budget? How much money have you got? That's how they determine what a serious candidate is. But he comes in, and with these linguistic kill shots of low-energy Jeb and crooked Hillary, he takes the things that are most negative about them and just nailed it with that. And he didn't need to spend all of that money. I mean, he spent so little compared to everybody else because he had these kill shots, these persuasive techniques that you lay out in the book, Win Bigly.
Yeah, I think if you were to try to measure persuasiveness, it's hard to measure. But if you look at money as a persuader, typically the person who can spend the most has a big advantage. But if you look at candidate Trump spending half of what Clinton spent and still beating her in the Electoral College, which was the only contest he was in, you know, Hillary won the contest.
He understood that. She didn't understand it was the Electoral College was the contest. She didn't even know what the rules of the game were, because typically the rules don't apply to her. So why should the Electoral College, right? But yeah, he knew what the game was, and he beat her with the persuasive techniques, didn't he?
Yeah. So on a cost per vote, you know, he obviously dominated, and the difference is his persuasive ability, more so than even the policies he chose, because Ted Cruz, for example, had pretty similar policies, as did many of the Republicans. And in the end, it wasn't the change or the policies, because all the Republican candidates offered change and Republican-like policies. But he's the one who could close a deal at half the price.
That's right. And there were 17 candidates. I mean, he had to, you know, here's a guy with no political experience in the past, and he had to take out 17 different candidates. As you point out, many of them had very similar policies, and Hillary Clinton really only had a serious opposition from Bernie Sanders. Let me give out your blog again. We've got just a little bit of time here. Blog is it's blog.dilbert.com. Twitter is @ScottAdamsSays, and this book looks great, Scott. And I'm really glad that you've got this on audiobook. Win Bigly is the name of the book. Your final comments. We've got about 30 seconds or so.
Well, final comments is I think that you're going to see President Trump's performance look a lot better than people assumed when all the news organizations do their year-end review, because the common thought on the anti-Trump side is he hasn't gotten anything done. But it's going to be hard to ignore the very long list of actual accomplishments he's done. Still needs to get health care, taxes done, but it's going to be a long list.
Yes, and we have seen a lot of economic recovery. Of course, he's done some things to get around the Republicans. They've been pretty effective in blocking their own candidates, so we'll see what happens with it. But he has done a great job in terms of cutting regulations, even Reason, which doesn't like President Trump and The Economist. They have admitted that. Thank you so much for joining us, Scott Adams. I'm David Knight. That concludes our broadcast for today. Stay tuned. Alex Jones is coming up.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily,
the planet sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private label by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to be joined by Gerald Celente in the next hour. We're going to talk about what's going on in Saudi Arabia. There's a lot of political intrigue there. There's purges going on. There's a civil war that is going on. There are real wars that are happening with Yemen. They have stepped up the blockade of Yemen. It is causing massive starvation. We've seen this before, haven't we? Madeleine Albright starved, was asked, your blockade, your sanctions, starved 500,000 children to death in addition to adults. Was it worth it? And she didn't dispute the number. She just said, yeah, it was worth it. So I hope it is worth it to the Saudis and the people in our government who support them to starve a bunch of people in Yemen. But it looks like there may be a wider war. Regardless of whether that happens, we are still going to see, and we've already seen, a spike in the price of oil. And Gerald Celente is going to be joining us looking at the trends going forward. We're going to see a spike in the price of gold and cryptocurrencies, I think, as well, because we're going to look at a lot of instability in that region as these gang wars, if you will, between the royal family, as these things take place. It is not just going to be something that we observe from a distance. It is going to have a big effect on our currency. It is going to have a big effect on war and peace. We were just talking to Ty Clevenger, and of course he is trying to find some information, get some justice done. He is trying to get James Comey, who lied under oath to Congress, to at least get him disbarred. That's the very least that we could do. Same with Hillary Clinton, trying to get FOIA requests fulfilled. At first, he was told absurdly by the FBI, there is no interest, there is no public interest. And by that, they didn't mean that it didn't serve the interest of good government. No, they said nobody in the public cares about that. That's what the absurd position that they were taking. And now we see the massive conflicts of interest, and what I'm concerned about is that the people who are running this special prosecution without any legal authority, without any oversight, are the people who were involved in these Uranium One scandals, and I'm concerned that they're destroying evidence. I think that is really clearly the case. Donna Brazile has come out, and she's promoting her book, and understand that she's not being exactly honest with us, because the book itself is called Hacked. That did not happen. We just had the CIA director meet with William Binney. And William Binney has been on our program talking about how this could not have been hacked. This is a guy who knows. He did this for the NSA for decades. And he is an honest guy. He went to the mat to cause the destruction of his career. He had to resign, had to retire. Other NSA whistleblowers had to leave. Some of them, like Thomas Drake, they tried to put them in jail over this. But they were people who believed in the rule of law, in the Constitution. And they wanted to tell the American public what was going on. So these people who are not only technically competent, but they are honest. They're people of integrity who support the Constitution. And what he has been saying, said it with us, he said it with many other people, is that it's not possible for this to have been hacked. If you look at the files that were turned over a month later, this is the second group of files that were released. And he said it's not possible that it was hacked. If you look at the size of these files, if you look at the amount of time that it took for them to transfer, that could not have possibly happened. And they were released. This was the second batch that came out after the first batch, right about the time of the Democrat convention, and they came out a month or so later. He has now met with CIA Director Mike Pompeo. He did that last month, reports The Intercept. I think this is very significant. Maybe it shows that there is some openness on the part of the CIA to push back against this false narrative, this false conspiracy theory that these files were hacked. And of course, this is a very large conspiracy, with Twitter shutting down half of the hashtags DNC leaked to try to cover this up. One former CIA official said, "This is crazy. You got all these intelligence agencies saying the Russians did the hack. To deny that is like coming out with the theory the Japanese didn't bomb Pearl Harbor." Well, no, it wasn't 17 agencies. That was one of the intelligence directors, Jane Clapper, repeating what Hillary Clinton had said. It was only three, and they were represented.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic, now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy, totally.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I was talking at the top of the hour. I ran out of time before I could make my point, so let me just finish up with this. The fact that we had former NSA global technical head William Binney, who went to the mat to support the Constitution, became a whistleblower along with others, paid the price, and he has been saying there's absolutely no way that these files were hacked. And you got Donna Brazile out there selling her book. We've had some interesting revelations, but think about the irony of the fact that they're telling everybody, you're a lunatic conspiracy theorist if you say that these files were hacked. And yet, in just last week, we had two internal whistleblower leaks from the DNC, one of them to support Donna Brazile. She had said that Hillary Clinton had bought out the DNC, and somebody inside the DNC, as Hillary Clinton was pushing back against that narrative, actually released the memo. And prior to that, just a couple of days prior to that, we had somebody inside the DNC release a memo from the IT staff supervisor saying, we need to hire some more people and we need to be competitive from dog catcher to president. But I don't send me any of these white male straight cisgender types. I don't want that. I want crooked female transgenders, or preferably, or whatever. This is the the diversity, the identity politics that is destroying that party. And it is pervasive in that party, even down to the people that run IT. Of course, they want to have crooked people like Imran Awan. Those are the type of people. And they don't care if anybody is competent. I mean, these guys are part of the Awan brothers rigging that Debbie Wasserman Schultz hired. These are people, one of them was working at McDonald's before he got a job there. And then he comes in and he starts making high three-figure or six-figure salaries. Should be making a three-figure salary. He didn't know anything. But this is what they're doing. So people inside the DNC were upset about that. They were upset about the pushback against Donna Brazile. Do you think they were upset about what had happened with Bernie Sanders? Of course they were. And we have technical people like William Binney and others who have told us it is not possible. And the interesting thing is that The Intercept reports that just last month, the end of the month, end of October, that CIA Director Mike Pompeo met with William Binney. And William Binney was trying to lay out this evidence for him. You think that he would get a meeting with somebody who is like James Clapper or Michael Hayden? Those guys have been so thoroughly politicized, they wouldn't care what the evidence showed. They said it is highly unorthodox for the CIA director to reach out to someone like Binney. But it is particularly stunning that Pompeo would meet with Binney at Trump's apparent urging in what could be seen as an effort to discredit the U.S. intelligence community's own assessment that an alleged Russian hack of the DNC servers was part of the effort to help Trump win the presidency. Let me tell you, this was not 17 agencies. It eventually came out that James Clapper had representatives from the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI meet with him. And these, of course, are not going to be people who are going to push back against the Director of National Intelligence. And so he says, CrowdStrike, well, maybe he didn't put it this way, but the reality is that a private contractor that worked for the DNC, CrowdStrike, told the FBI they refused to turn over their servers so they couldn't investigate it themselves. And so he calls in three representatives from them and tells them, hey, there was a hack. We still hear this from Donna Brazile. It was a hack. That's the name of her book. And so they said, okay, it was a hack. Yes, sir. We got the information. We got it right there. And then he comes out and says all 17 agencies and repeating a line of Hillary Clinton. Look, these people are politicized. They're going to spin this and say that Pompeo is politicized. Let me tell you who's not politicized. William Binney. You can trust that man. He's an honest American who supports the Constitution, and he is nobody's fool, and he's not going to lie for these politicians. And now he's gotten in and gotten the ear of President Trump and Director Mike Pompeo. They have to shut this thing down. We got Hillary Clinton out now. This is being reported that Ed Klein, the guy who wrote the book Clinton's Guilty of Sin last year, his latest book is All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump. That was released on October the 30th. This is a guy who's a former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine. And he's saying that Hillary Clinton is now in secret negotiations with Christopher Steele, the guy who created the Filthy Fiction. So this is Filthy Fiction part two, because she wants a new version of the fiction that they've admitted is a bunch of nonsense. She wants some new salacious charges against President Trump, and she's now funding this. This is absolutely amazing. Think about the fact that just in the last couple of days, we've had revelations about Harvey Weinstein. Now, this is a guy who, as he realizes that his sexual abuse is going to be exposed, he gets the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak to give him a reference to some people, and they're now trying to cover up for this in the Israeli press. They say, well, former Israeli Prime Minister unwittingly gave Weinstein information that helped him to reach out to an Israeli firm that does investigations called Black Cube. And what they did was they set up some interviews with some of the people that he believed were going to expose him. And they started talking to these people, saying, you know, we are advocates for violence against women and so forth, trying to get information out of Rose McGowan and other people that this man had harmed. And they started building a profile so they could attack these people. This is the way they work. This is the way Hillary Clinton works. All these people. And that's what she's doing now. She's doing a second version of the Filthy File. Just like Harvey Weinstein went out and hired this Israeli intelligence group, as they self-advertise themselves as highly experienced and trained in Israel's elite military and governmental intelligence units. He hires them to scope out the people that he had abused. And this was exposed by Ronan Farron, the New Yorker, Mia Farrow's son. He said, in the fall of 2016, Weinstein set out to suppress allegations that he had sexually harassed or assaulted numerous women. So he hired this Israeli security firm, the spy firm. He said a couple of investigators used false identities. They met with actress Rose McGowan, who eventually publicly accused Weinstein of rape, to try to get information from her. What does she know? How much of a threat is she? Right? So they come in and they give false information. They say over the course of the year, he had these agencies target or collect information on dozens of individuals, and they would complete psychological profiles on them that would focus on their personal and sexual histories. See, this is exactly all these people, Weinstein, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all these people, they work exactly the same way. I mean, not only are they satanic pedophile perverts, but they will use every dirty means to try to get to somebody. And that's what we're going to see now. We're going to see that coming from Hillary Clinton. We got Dirty Dossier Part 2 coming out. And we're also going to see next week probably some indictments for rape against Harvey Weinstein. And then there's Alec Baldwin, as the Telegraph points out, the bully who symbolizes the hypocrisy of liberal Hollywood. And who would think that this guy wasn't a bully? I mean, just look at what he does on Twitter. Look at what he does to photographers. Okay? And look at what he has said about other people. Standing with Weinstein, standing with the director, James Toback, who has been one of the individuals that has been exposed multiple times. And now we've got five more women coming out about director Roman Polanski. Remember? Reported back in, it was either 2009 or 2010, there was the op-ed piece by Harvey Weinstein talking about this predator, this pedophile, Roman Polanski, this rapist. And he's been convicted. There's not any question about that. There's no allegations of this. And he said, we should let him back into the country. His so-called crime, he's already done time for his so-called crime. Harvey Weinstein said that Roman Polanski was true to his art, and that ought to give him a pass. Ought to give him a pass. And so we got John Nolte at Breitbart saying, you know what? It's no coincidence that pro-rape Hollywood and media are anti-gun. And he said, think about this. Just as a thought experiment. You know, let's go back to the mid-90s. Let's imagine that all these Hollywood actresses would go out and purchase firearms, get NRA training, and learn how to use them. He said, these people operate off of the position of power. That's what they're really after. They don't care about the sex so much as it is the power. Can you imagine if they started to try to pull these games and you had Hollywood actresses who had actually gotten concealed carry, had it in their purse, knew how to use it. They reach in their purse and say, back off, Harvey. Back off, Alec. Yeah, that's what needs to happen. But that's what doesn't happen because they tell them, oh, you don't need a gun. Those guns, they'll kill you.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving, and I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talking to Gerald Celente right now. Very anxious to talk to Gerald and get his take on what is going to happen to us economically, politically, with war and peace, with what is boiling in Saudi Arabia. Before we get to Gerald Celente, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have up as part of our 34-hour broadcast, American Rebirth and Renaissance. This is to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the election of President Trump and the, let's not forget this, we're celebrating the defeat of Hillary Clinton and the defeat of Jeb Bush and that part of the establishment, because there is no difference between those establishment Republicans and the Clintons. And you can see that in their book. You've got George H.W. Bush bragging about the fact that he voted for Hillary Clinton and so on. So this is a defeat of both the Bushes and the Clintons and the Washington establishment that we're celebrating here with this 34-hour broadcast. We put a lot of our most popular items on a 50% discount with free shipping. Let me give you the names of some of these products. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, both of those, 50% off with free shipping. We have Biome Defense, our probiotic product. That is 50% off with free shipping. All Apparel at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to take a baseline of your essential vitamins and minerals without having to swallow a lot of pills. That is 50% off with free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off with free shipping, and many others you can find at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our 34-hour broadcast special. So thank you for your support, and let's go to Gerald Celente. And of course, Gerald Celente, a frequent guest on InfoWars over the years, and you can find his writing at Trends Research. I'm looking at the trendsresearch.com is where you can subscribe to Trends Journal, and I'm looking at the lead article here, which is why we wanted to get Gerald Celente on. And here's the title. We'll let Gerald Celente fill this out for you. Saudi War Drums, Gold, Oil, cryptocurrency prices to spike. And we've already seen oil prices jump up after this purge and after the, I guess, the initial shots that were going to be fired in this Middle Eastern war, the missile that was fired towards Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Now they're pushing to go to war against both Iran and Lebanon. So joining us now is Gerald Celente. It's dangerous times, isn't it, Gerald?
It certainly is. I mean, you heard Saudi Arabia say that Iran and Lebanon have declared war against Saudi Arabia. And, of course, no such thing was ever said. So the war drums are beating loudly there.
Yeah, what we've had with that missile that was fired, at first they said, and both sources admitted that they said that it was fired from Yemen, and the Yemeni defense minister said yes. They both agreed that it was a Yemeni missile, but now they're saying it was an Iranian missile, and they're saying that the Lebanese Hezbollah militia went to Yemen to fire that missile. So therefore, that is a Gulf of Tonkin event as far as the Saudis are concerned, and cause for a greater Middle Eastern war.
Yes, and let's go back to what you said. You have the facts down correctly. And everyone said at the beginning it was a Yemeni-made missile fired from Yemen into Saudi Arabia, but nobody's saying the other part of the story. Saudi Arabia, from the United States, in March of 2015, from Washington, D.C., the Saudi ambassador under Obama, yeah, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, they announced that they were going to war against Yemen.
Yes.
To overthrow the Houthi government, announced from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Oh, they like the Houthis. They want to put their guy back in, who was never elected, and the United States and the Saudis support him. So the Saudis have killed over 10,000 Yemenis. There's a cholera epidemic. There's a humanitarian crisis. It's the poorest country in the Middle East. Oh, just 2 days ago, they just killed about 35 civilians. They hit a house where, you know, extended families lived in. This doesn't make any of the news. And the other thing, you know, the crown prince. You know, stop with this crown prince stuff. I got it. A princess kissed a frog, and the frog became a prince. Yeah, how about a gang? A 30-year-old guy that starts this war over there, and now they're changing the whole story about that as well. That the purge, it wasn't a purge, because the reports are that the father is very ill, and this guy's cleaning house so he could step in. Now it's, here's the headline. Saudi targets up to $800 billion in assets.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. At first it was like, you know, the Tartaglias versus the Corleones, right? Going for the takeover. But then they're going after, and you point out, $800 billion. At first it was $33 billion for this one guy. Then it's like 1,200 bank accounts had been frozen, and now the figure is up to $800 billion.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with that. Again, it's a palace purge. And going back, it's okay for the Saudis, who also gave us, with the Arab Little League, the Libyan war, along with Obama, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, a little slimeball Sarkozy, and no cojones Cameron, who started that war over there. But again, pushed by Saudi Arabia, the Arab League, the destabilization of Syria, brought to you by Syria, but brought to you by Saudi Arabia and the Arab League. It's okay for them to arm and invade, but don't let those Iranians give anybody any weapons. That's bad.
Yeah. And of course, the CIA's involvement in this, as we talked about. The CIA's involvement in arming and equipping and training and funding these people who are trying to do a regime change in Saudi Arabia. I think it's very significant. When we saw it was in June or July, President Trump said, we're stopping the CIA arms program to the moderate rebels of John McCain. And it didn't take very long for ISIS to physically collapse out of these locations that they had taken over in Syria. Of course, they still have the CIA surrogates that are on the loose, prowling around places. But this is, I think, now we're starting to see this ramp up again, and we're going to have to take a break real quickly. We've got about a minute and a half. Give people a preview of what this is going to mean for us in terms of money and markets and even the U.S. dollar, because we have been so tied to the Saudis with the CIA for so long. As you mentioned, they come here to make their announcement of who they're going to invade. They announced that from Washington. So we have been joined at the hip with them since we created the petrodollar back in the 1970s. What was it, 1973 with Kissinger and Richard Nixon creating the petrodollar?
That's right. And so what we're looking at, if oil prices continue to go up, look at retail sales. Look at the markets today. It's going down on retail sales. People can't, 78% of the people living paycheck to paycheck. Oil prices go up. This economy starts to go down. Merry Christmas. They're already promoting Black Friday now because sales are so bad. Number two, Saudi Arabia needs oil at $100 a barrel to break even. And yeah, it ain't happening. So right, this, and now they're selling bonds. Saudi Arabia's debt, you look at the charts, and you look at their income levels, they're like this. They're way down. So we
Hold that thought right there. When we come back, we're going to talk about their debt. And maybe that's been suggested. That was a motivation for taking over $800 billion from other people, trying to cover that deficit. We're talking to Gerald Celente. We'll be right back.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products, InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything, and we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure water filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente, publisher of Trends Journal, and you can get information about that at trendsresearch.com. We're talking about what's going on with Saudi Arabia. There's been a lot of major changes here in the last couple of weeks, and of course, local news, national news has kept that off of most people's radar. But Gerald Celente is looking at this. He understands that we've already seen a big spike in the price of oil. And I want to talk to him also about what's going to happen with gold and with cryptocurrencies, with Bitcoin and others. But as we were going to break, Gerald Celente was talking about how they had confiscated with these people that they have arrested as part of their purge. I mean, they're trying to consolidate power here, one rival gang against another rival gang within the royal family. And understand, this is a new creation. We're only the guy who's the king right now. Is the son of the first ruler. So we're only on the second generation. Now the third generation, this crown prince is trying to consolidate his power as these older guys are dying out. And they've taken $800 billion. The Wall Street Journal is talking about this. I've got an article here from Zero Hedge. I said, you know, on Monday we kind of suggested jokingly that maybe he's confiscating all this money to try to cover what they have lost in terms of the country's foreign reserves. They've lost about $250 billion in foreign reserves over the last couple of years, as Gerald Celente was pointing out, because they can't sell oil at the price they need to make a profit. So their reserves have gone down by $250 billion. Hey, here's a solution. Let's just go out and confiscate $800 billion from our enemies here in the Saudi kingdom. That should keep us going on for a while, shouldn't it, Gerald?
Yeah, and again, here's the chart. I think you could see it. That's their inventory. You can see it on the left over here, how their income. You can see how it's declined since 2006. Mm-hmm. They don't have any money coming in. And right. So now they're waging wars. You know, this 2.5-year-old Yemen war is just draining them. Oh, and by the way, the Yemenis are not allowed to attack back. You're only allowed to attack them. It's an act of war. If you declare war on someone, bomb them every day, and then when they try to fight back, well, how dare they? You know, they have militants.
And they use that as an excuse to say we're going to drag Iran and Lebanon into this because they want to go after Hezbollah. And, of course, the U.S. government and the Israeli government, they had Israeli television stations say, look, we have this cable. Yep. Between the Israelis and the Saudis. And everybody go, wait a minute, the Arabs and the Israelis are coordinating on this? Well, of course, because they have all these different groups of Arabs and the different sects of Islam, and they hate each other as much as they hate us. And so, yeah, they both want to go after Hezbollah. This may be their chance because under the Obama administration, they were very friendly to Iran. You had Valerie who had grown up in Iran. And so they were making some great overtures there to Iran. So now they're looking at this and saying, we've got to move on this while they don't have any protectors in Washington, I think is what they're saying.
Well, also go back to May and listen to the crown prince. He goes, you know, we won't wait for the battle with Iran to be in Saudi Arabia. Instead, we will work so that the battle is for them in Iran, not Saudi Arabia. So this guy's been pushing for this a long time. And then you're mentioning about what's going on with Hezbollah and Iran. Look what happened, and we were talking before about Syria. You know, when Russia got involved in Syria, that was the game changer. Assad has to go. Kerry, Obama, Clinton. And now Assad's there, and ISIS, as you pointed out, is leaving. And go back to 2 years ago, just about to the date. It was in October, actually, October 2nd, 2015, when Russia announced that they were going in. Obama said, they're going to be caught in a quagmire. They're going to be stuck there. And he was, again, as he was wrong with mostly everything. So we're looking at, and as you pointed out, you know, this has been going on since what? The death of the Prophet Muhammad? You know, between the Sunnis and the Shia? Oh, and we're going to get involved in this thing? Oh, I got an idea. We'll fix it right away.
That's right. You know, and to give you an idea of where this crown prince is going, he just had this globalist confab, first time they've done it. They called it Davos in the Desert, what people nicknamed it. And of course, he had all the big central bankers, foreign prime ministers that were meeting there. And he's showing everybody this city that he's going to build and spend $500 billion on this modern city. And I'm looking at this, and you're talking just before we went to break saying they're not making any money off of this. They've got to get to $100 a barrel oil before they can make money. So with all these problems, what does he do? He tries some retail therapy. I mean, this is basically what he's doing. You know, when they were having austerity problems and they were cutting off people's incomes, and they really, I guess you could say Saudi Arabia, the first people to put out universal basic income. You want to see how well that works? Take a look at Saudi Arabia. So they've got a bunch of people who don't really have any job skills. They can't build this city. They can't maintain this city, but he's going to go out and spend $500 billion on a new city, his Vision 2030 city. And when he responded to the austerity stuff, he goes to take a $100 million vacation on the French Riviera, and he buys himself a $500 million yacht. So now they got bigger problems, so they're going to buy a $500 billion city. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, the whole thing is ridiculous. Oh, and the other point, too, by the way, you know, a big portion of Saudi Arabia's population is Shia. Mm-hmm. And they're over there in the eastern part where the oil fields are. Mm-hmm. And when this war began, by the way, when the crown prince launched it against, and by the way, the United States is involved in this. We're doing reconnaissance, intelligence, air refueling of the planes. And of course, between Obama and Bush, a couple of $100 billion, the UK in selling them armaments to do this. You know, so this has been going on with him, and since he's launched it, and there's no end in sight. But when they launched it, they said, we're going to attack you for attacking us. So why shouldn't anyone accept, why shouldn't anyone not believe that the Houthis are going to retaliate? Oh, and by the way, from all the data, and we've been following this from the beginning, the Houthis, the Shia, they're very different than the Iranians. And Iran's level involvement of this, from all reports, is very, very minimal, if at all. This has nothing to do with that. Yemen has been in turmoil. Matter of fact, we were writing, David, when Obama made the decision to get rid of Gaddafi and how Gaddafi didn't respect his people. The head Salah at the time, the head of Yemen, the very same day, he killed like about 40 people. It didn't make the news at all. That's in Yemen. Right. He could do that. He's on our side. But what I'm saying is this thing has been unraveling a long time in Yemen. We have no business being there.
Here's an idea, Gerald, that I'm concerned about. And that is when I look at the European Union and I look at the fact that you had the first Bilderberg Convention where they're talking about European Union common currency to make that happen and so forth. That happened 10 years a day after the last Nazi victory in World War II at the spot of the last Nazi victory. And we had American globalists who were essentially just parasites occupying America as a host. But they wanted to have somebody where they could pick up the phone and talk to Europe. That's what they said. Who do we call if we want to pick up the phone and talk to Europe? They wanted to have a consolidated Europe. That's what the American globalists wanted. Do you think that maybe they want a consolidated Middle East and that we're going to see wars throughout this area to make that happen with all these different regime changes? Going back to Wesley Clark saying, yeah, we got all these different countries that we're going to go right down the list and take them down. Is that the ultimate goal here, you think, that the globalists want to have a unified Arabia? They can pick up the phone and call somebody, whether it's a Saudi prince or whatever?
Yes, and it goes down to the bottom line again, as I keep saying. You think we would have invaded Libya and Iraq if their major export was broccoli?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
it's about oil.
That's right.
You know,
that's
going
right.
back to, and again, staying with the oil and the economy, you know, right now the markets, and you well know, we were the first magazine to call the Trump victory, and I did 180 when Trump got elected, and we said, no, this market rally is real. Now it's a year old. And we were very negative on the equity markets. But there's an insecurity.
All right, we gotta take a break, Gerald. Stay with us when we come back. Let's talk about what's gonna happen with the stock market. Let's talk about the uncertainty and the effect that's gonna have on gold and cryptocurrency.
Into all of this.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We are now, I guess, about 32 hours. We've been going. We got about another 8 hours left of the 34-hour broadcast. And this is to celebrate the defeat of Hillary Clinton, the election of President Trump, American rebirth and renaissance. And as part of this, we have discounted a lot of our products, our most popular products, by 50% and free shipping with those products as well. Let me give you an example of some of these. Super Blue, fluoride-free mouthwash, 50% off with free shipping. Also, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, that's 50% off with free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to take essential vitamins and minerals without having to swallow a lot of pills. All of our apparel, Biome Defense, our probiotics, all of those, 50% off with free shipping. And finally, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, also 50% off with free shipping. We really do appreciate your support. That's what makes this program, everything we do here at InfoWars possible. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these massive discounts along with free shipping as part of our 34-hour broadcast, America, Rebirth, and Renaissance. We're talking to Gerald Celente. He publishes Trends Journal. He's been a very successful trends forecaster for a long time. You can find out information about Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. That's where you can find out how to subscribe to that. Gerald, you know, we've been talking about war in the Middle East, and of course that always is going to affect the price of oil. Oil is going to affect our economy, but now we've got instability and war within Saudi Arabia. That's going to affect not only the price of oil and our economy, but our dollar, which is fundamentally backed up by the petrodollar, the alliance that we've had with Saudi Arabia since 1973. So let's talk about, since there's some exposure here on currency, let's talk about some of the hedges there with gold and oil, because we may have a pin that's going to burst this stock market bubble as well. That's another risk factor that's coming in right now, because if we don't get substantial tax reform, if we don't get tax reform at all, which may be a possibility, if we don't have that happen this year, there's been a lot of expectation built into this soaring stock market that we're going to have a tax reduction. And if that doesn't happen, or if it doesn't happen to a large degree, that is also going to be a pin to burst the bubble of the stock market, isn't it?
Yes, and it is very well put. And investors, again, they feel insecure about the market. You know, they've been going up. And as you're pointing out, one of the reasons they have been going up is because of the expectations of tax breaks, infrastructure repair, and deregulation. And a lot of that hasn't happened, particularly infrastructure. There's nowhere to go with that at all. And don't forget, too, this is a global increase in markets. You know, a lot of them doing even better than the United States. So we see what's going on in Saudi Arabia. It's not going to be all this clear cut where, you know, the little king over there is going to, in waiting, is going to get his way. There's going to be opposition forces. And as I also mentioned, a good portion of Saudi Arabia is Shia. And you also have destabilization in Bahrain with that Shia population. And we'll look what's going on in Iraq now in the Kurdistan region. So there's destabilization in the area. And so we're saying, and we don't give financial advice, we're telling our subscribers to really consider gold and cryptocurrencies as safe haven assets, because we see this thing getting loose. Again, this king keeps calling out Iran. Matter of fact, when we were taking a break, I was just reading, this is actually what they said. Quote, "We see this as an act of war," the Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Joubert said in an interview on CNN. "Iran cannot lob missiles at Saudi cities and towns and expect us not to take steps." Iran didn't lob missiles at Saudi cities and towns. That's a lie. But hey, you know, why not? I'll tell you what, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda and Al Capone and Al Nusra and everybody else, you know.
And we had a Gulf of Tonkin resolution as well, didn't we?
Exactly. It never happened. So the Gulf of Tonkin incident, of course, you know, as people know. And again, I compliment you very much. There are very few shows that I go on that people have the knowledge and insights and that know the current events as well as the past that you do. So it's really real news, gives people a great opportunity to see how we got here, where we are, and where we're going. that you don't find anywhere else. So,
thank you, Cheryl. I wanted to get your take on gold versus Bitcoin, because I just saw an article, a couple of articles, as a matter of fact, that said more people for the first time are searching for information about Bitcoin than they are for gold. That seems to be where people are headed more so than gold.
Yes, and you see, we've been writing about this now going on for some time, that cryptocurrencies are the millennials' gold. My generation was gold, there's cryptocurrency. That doesn't mean it's going to go away, but here's also what's happening. Gold sales are down, you know, for the possession, and it's because of cryptocurrencies. There's no question about it, and the gold dealers will tell you as well. So this isn't going away. Remember what happened with China at the end of September. They made it illegal. They closed down the Bitcoin exchanges. Mm-hmm. So it dropped from going back to 2016, when about 90% of the action was coming out of China, it dropped to 5%. Mm-hmm. It's back to 20% now. They're doing it without the Chinese government because it's the internet world, and they're going on secure sites like a number of them. Where
and of course, we also had the Japanese come in and say, hey, we're going to be a safe haven for people who want to be able to redeem their cryptocurrency, their virtual currency, into governmental currency. So even though, you know, they wisely made a move as China said, we're going to shut this down because we want to control people. Japan said, hey, we're here. We're going to offer you a way to get your money out of Bitcoin safely.
Yes. And again, it's Telegram. That's the very secure one that they're using out of China. Again, now 20% of the action is coming out of China, down from 5%. And
yeah.
And also South Korea, big buyers. The United States is a small section of the buying public in the Bitcoin world. So we're telling our subscribers is that this is a time to take secure steps in a time of instability. And as you well pointed out, this story is hardly being covered by the media. And when it is, it's very much skewed to the way they want us to interpret it, as they do with most everything. So, again, going back to the holiday season, again, current events, look at the markets, why they're going down today. It's on retail sales. A spike, people cannot afford a sharp spike in gasoline prices. Mm-hmm. The psychological effect will be very heavy on the holiday season. We expect gold prices to, our breakout point again for gold, it has to go over strong 1400. But if you see it sharply escalating in the 1300 range, we think this is a move up. And again, the cryptocurrencies, a lot of volatility, but a lot of people are buying them, so you can't ignore it.
Yeah, and when you look at what's happened just within, what has it been? The last month, maybe 6 weeks, you had Jamie Dimon come out and trash talk it, as well as another big hedge fund manager, and it dropped from 4,000 to 3,000, and everybody talked about it at that point, but they didn't talk about the fact that it regained all that within 5 days and got back to 4,000. Now where is it? It's over 7,000.
So
that's where it's at now, yeah. About 7,600, yeah. Or what is it?
Yeah, it's over 7,000 today.
Yeah.
It's closing up near almost 8,000, and it came back. But what we're saying is this is putting the banksters out of business. That's why they hate it so much. And in one comment, he talks about, well, it's only digital currency. And then he says, well, JP Morgan Chase, we deal with digital dollars. Oh, okay. Digital dollars are okay, but digital currencies aren't. Matter of fact, that's why millennials and many are buying into it, because you only could print so many digital dollars that are printed on nothing, but you could print all the digital dollars based on nothing and backed by nothing from the central banks.
That's right. Yeah, you actually have to do some mining. You have to expend computer time. You have to expend real costs in terms of the computers and electricity to actually create Bitcoin, which is more than they have to do for any of the Federal Reserve dollars. They have no cost involved in that whatsoever.
And again, it's going on all over the world. Look what's going on in Japan. I mean, the negative interest rates. We joked about this the last time. You know, you buy a 10-year bond, and they give you less than what you bought the bond for in 10 years. So
yeah,
it's the Japanese government that's buying up the bonds and propping up the market with all their cheap money. And the same thing in China. You know, the Chinese numbers coming out now. You just saw oil going into China. It was down significantly in the last quarter. So they're keeping these economies going. China's debt level went from about 20 years ago, it was about $500 billion. It's $40 trillion around there now. So all these central banks are just printing up their fake money.
And of course, they don't pay anybody any interest. They charge usurious interest rates on credit cards and other things. But, of course, they've taken it down to zero for everybody else. That's one of the reasons people are willing to speculate. Thank you so much for joining us. Gerald Celente. Find Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. Stay with us. Seven more hours of our 34-hour broadcast.
Now I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.